Pub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
All right, here we go on this Wednesday. Cofield and Company, Steve Cofield. Chrissy is here. Big Mac across the way. Ryan McKinnell got 2 hours on the way before we hand it off to Eastern Conference Finals basketball. Woo! We got some series now in the NBA. We just ranted and raved the other day about how much the NBA playoffs have completely sucked. We are going to be also leading into, although we won't have the game on this station, Eastern Conference Finals Game 7. Nothing better than a Game 7, really, in any sport. And the Caps and Tampa fighting for the right to play our Vegas Golden Knights. So what's up?
Game 7, you said it. I mean, it's great in all sports, right? Like, you can't miss with a Game 7, but especially with hockey, with the pace, the speed they're moving, and the urgency at which a Game 7's played in the NHL, I love all sports. I watch the Olympics. I'll watch, you know, bowling and darts and billiards. I'll watch just about anything, but there are very few, if anything, you know, as far as event-wise, that I enjoy more than a Game 7 in the NHL. I'm excited.
We're about 15 minutes away from checking in with one of the Vegas Golden Knights, Colin Miller, expected to join us, and then we'll go down to Tampa. Adam Hill is on the road covering Game 7 because he has been the beat writer for the opposing team throughout the VGK run. So I could be a smartass and like throw a hashtag out there for McKinnell, hashtag stick to hockey because you know nothing about basketball. But you know what? More people agreed with you than, say, Adam and I on the Rockets and the Warriors. We talked about them on Friday.
Yep.
And there were a couple of different conversations. We talked about the draft, and you're like, what does it matter? No one's ever going to beat the Warriors in the next 10 years. And I'm like, no, you have to still try, and you have to build, and there will be an eventual breakup. They can't keep, you know, all four guys at like $30 million a year who are the big star players on GSW. And the other point is the Rockets are good. The Rockets are good if they play the right way. The Rockets won 65 games. By the numbers, are one of the top five offensive juggernauts in the history of the NBA. So they played like ass in Game 1.
Yeah.
And they bounced back and played really well in Game 2. And then they played really badly through 2.5 quarters in Game 3, lost by 41. Little deceiving. They took their foot off the gas pedal in the middle of the third quarter. There can be a discussion had over, hey, when do you stop trying? They stopped trying pretty early.
Yeah.
So last night, that's a must-win game. You don't want to go, even though you're going home, you don't want to go down 3-1. You know, you don't want to lose twice to these unbelievable Warriors. And they're very good. But I'll go back to the exact same thing I said last week, Ryan, about the Rockets and the Warriors. And if you missed it last night, the Rockets won. So now it's a 2-2 series. It's actually a really fascinating series, and I was just hoping for a game that went to the fourth quarter, but it's a fascinating series from this standpoint. Whoever can impose their will a little bit on defense, because neither team, well, actually, the Warriors didn't play good D down the stretch, but the Warriors for most of the year were a good defensive team. But whoever can impose their will defensively in key spots, and more importantly, run things the right way in offense, is going to win the series, and it's kind of gone back and forth. And last night, it was shocking. One, that was a real pleasure to watch the Rockets actually play team basketball. And I'll mention a defensive adjustment I thought they made that was key. Just as shocking the other way to see how selfish at times the Warriors were.
Specifically on those last few plays, or the last 2 or 3 minutes, I was shocked. And first, let me say, you're not wrong. You can hashtag me to death, you can throw me under the bus, and I deserve it. And also, I will say this. I've never been happier. Well, got to watch my hyperbole, right? I got to be careful. I am very happy that I was wrong, because I think for a lot of people, this was the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing why people thought that finally, after three games of blowouts and just like, well, come on. Like, give me something that I can enjoy. Last night, we had it. We had it throughout the entirety of the game. You had, obviously.
I came in Monday
and
said something I've never said or thought I would ever say on Sports Talk Radio, and doing this for 20-plus years, that, because, you know, I've never been a big hockey guy. Love basketball.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever been willing to come on and say, hey, you know what? Just watch the hockey over the basketball. The NBA sucks. Like, this round of the NBA playoffs had been terrible. And finally, we got a competitive game. Finally.
Yeah. And from the two best teams, I think, or at least I'd say majority would say the two best teams that are in the NBA.
Oddsmakers agree.
Yep.
There's no way the Cavs or Celtics are going to be anywhere near the number in terms of being a dog that Houston was going into this.
Right, and they gave us that game that we've been waiting for, and hopefully that becomes the norm rather than the exception, right? Hopefully from here on out, games 5, 6, and 7, if they go that long, which you kind of look at the way this series is going back and forth now, it's not inconceivable that it does reach 7 games. Hopefully we're done with the blowouts and the whatever you want to point to as to why those first three games were the way they were. Hopefully we're done with that, and this is what we get, because last night was fun. You had the dunk from Harden on Draymond, which just, I mean, that's one of those generational dunks, right? Like, I think about Starks against the Bulls. I mean, it's all about the moments and who does them and when they do them. That was James Harden on Draymond Green with the left hand in an ultra important game, which I would imagine a lot of people were watching.
Before someone texts in, he is a lefty, but you're right. He did jam it on him with the left hand. And of course, as always, Draymond Green gets his cheap shot in and almost rams Harden's head through the freaking hardwood. I thought the Eric Gordon dunk, when things were going really well, that was before the second quarter dunk on Dr. Dre by Harden. The Eric Gordon dunk was a good, you know, message sender. I just thought the Rockets' response throughout the game, because they went to the fourth quarter on the wrong side of a run, and they're down 12.
Yeah.
And, man, they started playing defense, made it difficult in one-on-one situations, and the Warriors got stuck in a lot of one-on-ones. Durant took some bad shots. Steph Curry takes a lot of bad shots,
yes,
but
she does.
Most of them weren't going down the stretch. They played horribly in the fourth quarter. Golden State was 3 of 18 in the fourth. They went up blowing that 12-point lead. What, Curry and Durant combined were 2 of 13 for the game. I mean, they put up points, but it wasn't a real efficient
right. When does it matter? It matters in the fourth quarter.
I'll give you the other thing that's a real telltale sign, and I think assists a lot of times are indicative of nothing.
Yeah.
But when you make 35 shots, Warriors, and only 14 have assists, that means you played a lot of one-on-one basketball. And the other thing is, how about one-on-one basketball and settling for jumpers?
And threes when you don't need a three. Talking specifically about the end of the game.
When the other team
selfish play
doubles you up
in
free throws attempted, and you're the home team, and please don't fire back, oh, the officials screwed over Golden State. Golden State did not attack.
No, they did not.
And they suffered, and we've now got a 2-2 series.
And there was a bit of that anomaly factor. I mean, you mentioned it. Curry, Durant, and Thompson, 2 for 15 from the field and 0 for 6 from three-point in the fourth quarter. I mean, those are the guys you need to perform.
Can I give you the best part of this win to me for the Rockets? Is that Harden, same deal, put up numbers, but he wasn't real good in the second half scoring. He wasn't real good in the fourth quarter. He had a key layup where I think he destroyed Klay Thompson off the dribble. But he wasn't great in the fourth quarter, and they still won. And the other thing I loved, if you watch closely in the fourth, the Rockets found a way to avoid James Harden probably 90% of the time being stuck on someone real on the other side.
Yeah, it was funny
to watch.
Yeah.
He sucks. He is terrible. it's amazing.
Yeah,
like, the games they lose,
yeah,
you watch how many dribble drives go right at Harden, and he does nothing. He just He just bumps him like
he's a tree in the lane.
He can't do it. So every time down the stretch, it seemed like every time he looked up, he's playing Draymond Green. His Green's just kind of creating space out in the corner. He's on Jordan Bell. I thought that was one of the most brilliant things in the game, is just to avoid James Harden having to play anyone in man-to-man defense.
Yeah, good textbook or good blueprint going forward.
So we got a series, baby.
Yeah.
And I think we got a series. Well, what we do? It's 2-2. We'll see what the...
And Vegas needs a series because we're waiting on the Stanley Cup. We need something to watch.
Yes. Yes. This week would have been really boring if it was more blowouts in the NBA Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. On the way back, we're going to try to hook up with one of the Vegas Golden Knights, Colin Miller, and then we'll go down to Tampa, get you ready for the big Game 7 in the East.
Finley Toyota. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small.
Yes, air conditioning and plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
During this Memorial Day weekend, Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Woo! Now through May 28th, purchase or lease any new Chevrolet in stock, and Frank Finley will pay your first-year registration with no additional charge to you. Woo! And when you stop by and take a test drive, give us your best... Woo! And we'll give you a $20 gas card with no obligation. Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Buy new roads.
On approved credit, registration costs up to $600. Exclusive prior deals. Gas card limited to one per household while supplies last. See dealer for details. Expires by 2018.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a... wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled! Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our Memorial Day sale, going on now, is the biggest one of the year. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. No brand in the world has a higher customer satisfaction rating than Tempur-Pedic. Plus, you can get up to $300 instant store credit. Still need more? Okay, how does zero financing for 72 months grab you? Pretty sweet, huh? Best service, best selection, best prices, Best Mattress. Home of the 128 guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Nick here with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill, celebrating Vegas hockey as we head into the Western Conference Finals. Dish the burger and fries and score big all month long in May. Come in wearing your Vegas hockey gear to score free baklava. Plus, on game day, receive 10% off all catering orders. Three Valley locations. Order online at stefanoslv.com. Gear up in May and celebrate the Western Conference Finals with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill.
Real food, real fast, real healthy.
Calling all golfers for the Rock the Sox Golf Classic, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas at 8 a.m. on Friday, June 1st at Bear's Best, featuring a hosted beverage cart, raffle prizes, and awards luncheon. Visit rmhlv.org to register.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Calling all golfers for the Rock the Sox Golf Classic, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas at 8 a.m. on Friday, June 1st at Bear's Best, featuring a hosted beverage cart, raffle prizes, and awards luncheon. Visit rmhlv.org to register.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled. Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
It's time for another Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider on Cofield & Company, presented by Battle Born Injury Lawyers.
Slows as he approaches the blue line, dishes right circle, Carlson. Miller, one-time shot, he scores! Colin Miller's first Stanley Cup Playoffs goal makes it 6-0 Knights. Finds Braun right wing, down to the right goal line. Neil centers in front, they score! Colin Miller ties it, closing in from the left wing side. James Neal was positioned at the right goal line. He waited and put the pass in the perfect spot. Colin Miller ties it 1-1. Power play goal for the Knights.
Blame it on the nine.
Here's Dan Duvall's of Colin Miller highlights, part of that smothering defense in front of one mark. Andre Fleury. We know when the Stanley Cup Finals are starting. That's on Monday. We don't know who Vegas is going to be playing. We'll be watching tonight a Game 7. Colin Miller is on the horn with Cofield and Company here on this Wednesday. What's up, Colin?
How much? How you guys doing?
We're good, man. You going to watch Game 7 tonight?
Definitely, yeah. We'll be, I think everyone will be tuned in tonight. It's been a good series between them, really good series. So it'll be fun to see who finishes it off.
Colin, let me ask you this. Let's go back about a year, right? Let's go back to June 21st, 22nd of 2017. You're sitting around. The expansion draft is happening. You get picked by the Vegas Golden Knights. What, first of all, did you know it was happening, and what were your first thoughts when it happened?
I was up in the air about it. I wasn't sure if I was getting picked, but right before the expansion draft happened, I got a call from my agent, and he just kind of explained to me that I'd be coming here to Vegas, and I was thrilled. I mean, it was an opportunity that I knew that I was going to get more ice time and a lot more opportunity than I ever had, at the NHL level than I have in my career. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you talk about opportunity. You're 25 years old. Now the opportunity awaits. Four more wins, and you can become a Stanley Cup champion. How are you kind of tapering that off, the expectations of that, and the levity of the moment?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, it's been a crazy year, definitely for our group of guys, and I think we've handled everything pretty well. Going into the playoffs, I think there was a lot of doubt. I think there was a lot of things being said about the group, and I think we've done a good job all year of just kind of sticking to our game and taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. And I think that'll be important here going forward. So. We're excited to have some time off here and then get it going on Monday.
Yeah, you talk about the opportunity. You talk about, moments throughout the season. I think back to we had Shea Theodore on after the Lightning goal in mid-December. That seemed like a bit of a bonding moment, not only for, I would imagine, you guys, but the fans as well, as Tampa Bay was number one. When you look at through the collection of moments throughout the year, what really stands out to you? What games stand out to you? What moments stand out to you to how we got to this point?
There's a lot of them. I mean, opening night was obviously very emotional there. I think that team over there was something that I don't think I'll forget. It was definitely something, and then things just snowballed. Even our first game up at Dallas was—I don't think we deserved to win that one, but we got the job done. And I don't know. There's so many times throughout the year. I mean, having the goalie kind of debacle at the beginning of the year was a little bit funny, but we got through it. And I think we did a good job. We had a lot of different pieces in this year, but I think it just speaks length to the depth and the character we have in that room.
So after the Tampa Bay game, Shea comes on. We try to get him to talk about the Stanley Cup, or at least I do, but he shut that down with a quickness, right? No talk from Turk, no talk about Stanley Cup. But at some point, right, you guys have avoided the Stanley Cup talk pretty much the entire season. You've been mum on it. When were the first kind of rumblings in the locker room? When did you hear those words together, Stanley and Cup? Or are we still waiting on it?
I'm still waiting, to be completely honest. No, we haven't said much about it. I mean, it's here now, and it's something that's another great opportunity. But I mean, the how competitive this league is so difficult. I mean, to get through the regular season, not have your injuries, and get into the playoffs, and then to play against those Western Conference powerhouse teams, and especially the California division, that we're in there. There's some really good teams that have been around and proven themselves for a long time. So we went in and we knew that it was going to be a very, 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 very tough test. So we just took it a day at a time, like I said there, and we're still doing that.
I'm glad you bring up those moments and those other Western Conference teams. We're here with Colin Miller from your Vegas Golden Knights, of course. So I'm just going to say it, Colin. I was surprised. I wasn't so surprised with the LA and the San Jose series, but I really thought things were going to ramp up come the conference final, and you took Winnipeg out in five. I would imagine, I know you have a ton of respect for Winnipeg, the whole league does, but was there any amount of surprise or disbelief on your end that not just that you beat them, but you did it in five?
A little bit, yeah. I think, you know, they're a great team. They've been right up at the top of the league all year long. They, you know, had a great year, great goalie, great back end, everything. You know, there isn't a lot of flaws in that team. So to get that done in five, I think, was, you know, it was a big accomplishment for our group, and nice to have the time off now to just kind of rest and get ready.
So you're a Sault Ste. Marie native. This is obviously big for you. I would imagine it's big for your people back in Canada. There's such a delay here between these series and particularly, obviously, the start of the Stanley Cup. Are you having to, like, fend off calls and texts for people trying to look for tickets?
Yeah, they're looking for them for sure. But, I mean, no, it's pretty much we'll have the family down. You know, they'll be all up, and they've been down for some of the other games, you know, in this playoff. But, no, everyone's looking forward to it. I mean, everyone's following along, and it's hard not to, you know, with this team and the way things have gone.
Colin Miller with us here on ESPN Las Vegas. What do you guys actually get in terms of tickets?
We got a couple, you know, but they're expensive for sure. You know, we appreciate all the support that we've had from our fans and everything like that. And I'm sure they'll be rocking there whenever we end up showing up with T-Mobile there.
So let's get back to the subject of Colin Miller specifically. Ryan mentioned the expansion draft. Looking back, are you now a better player than you were, say, like 14, 15 months ago?
Definitely. I think, you know, our whole group is, you know, when you kind of get that opportunity at this level and you finally, you know, feel like you're starting to break through, it's a big thing. So to have that confidence from our coaching staff and everybody right on down has been, you know, it's a breath of fresh air for sure. And I don't think there's, you know, much more that you can ask for as a player. You just have that confidence from the coach and go out there and play and kind of prove yourself. And everybody's done that this year.
How have you specifically improved?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just, you know, more well-rounded game. But our whole group, our whole back end has been very solid this year. I mean, when you look at Naber and Schmidty and the job that they've been able to do on other teams' top line, it's pretty impressive. So just, you know, following suit and trying to help out where you can.
Colin Miller's with us. See, I was setting you up because I wanted to read something right after the expansion draft that a Boston writer penned, and he said you were a big loss, that the Bruins blew it in the expansion draft, but he also said the work that Miller could perform with a puck on a stick was at times masterful. What he did the rest of the time was quite often questionable. He often skated himself out of position. You agree with that, or is that too harsh? And if you agree with it, I assume you've shored up. If those were the weaknesses, you shored them up.
I don't know. I mean, people are always going to have their opinions on players, and they're always going to, you know, think their things and stuff like that. But we had a bit of a frustrating year there last year in Boston, so it's easier to look at everybody as a whole as doing well when everything's going well and stuff like that. So. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with where my game is right now. I'm happy with, you know, the strides that I keep making in this league, and we just try to keep it going.
So, Colin, you've had to wait long stretches, right, with each series. You beat L.A., you got to wait for San Jose. You take out San Jose, you got to wait for Winnipeg. You beat Winnipeg, now you're waiting for Tampa Bay or Washington. Do you like these breaks, or would you kind of prefer more to stay in the flow of it and kind of carry it over into the next series? How are you looking at these rests?
I like them. I mean, and once you get in the series, it's so busy, you know, back and forth with playing every day and traveling and stuff like that. So it really takes a toll on you. And I think that's been something that's helped their team throughout the playoffs, you know, being able to have these days off and the time off to just kind of regroup and refocus before each series. It definitely helps. I mean, the practices and the workouts and stuff like that keep us sharp, and it's just about getting back into it a little bit once that first game starts in the next series.
Yeah, obviously, I heard you talking today. You said you liked to practice. It was a fast practice. You were skating hard. It had a little more oomph in it, if you will. That's the physical aspect, right? That stuff, that's physiology and biology. But what about the mental aspect? How do you keep yourself focused when you are on these breaks and you're facing such a daunting task and such a gigantic moment in the history of sports with this expansion team going to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, you just take it a day at a time, you know. It's something pretty special here, and we're aware of that. But I mean, you don't look too far forward, you know. I think you're just making sure that you're taking care of what you can each day, and then going from there.
Let me ask you about this, Ray, with Colin Miller from Vegas Golden Knights. So I got to talk to you because you know him better than anybody. You're protecting him a quarter of the game, 30% of the game, however you want to look at it, and that's Marc-Andre Fleury. What's it like, playing in front of a legend like that? And do you ever step back and kind of just admire like we do the fans? I mean, he's made some he's playing lights out, but some of the saves he's made this postseason have just been next level.
Yeah, he's pretty special, and then to look back there and see him laughing and jumping around, I mean, it's one of a kind, that's for sure. But no, I mean, that's fine. That's his personality. I mean, on and off the ice, he's a lighthearted guy, and I mean, I think it takes a lot of the pressure off us as a team. I mean, obviously he's had some huge games for us, and we obviously wouldn't be here without him. But yeah, it's easy when you look back there and you see him laughing there. Like I said, it's so much fun to play with him.
You been paying attention at all to anything that's been written throughout the playoffs, or you just kind of shut it down?
Not really. I mean, don't really jump on Twitter too much. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on, but you just try to focus on the stuff inside the room.
I wanted to get your reaction to this one. There was a story on ESPN.com the other day. Vegas should be Canada's team. What do you think of that? That Canadians actually should have been, and actually the writer said they should have been rooting for you guys even against Winnipeg, but what do you think? I mean, his whole case was, of the four teams left in the Final Four, you guys have the most Canadian players on any roster, and hell, if you face Washington in the Stanley Cup, there's hardly any Canadians on that team. It's Team Russia.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, a lot of Canadians, I love Canadians, so it's great to hear, and a lot of support from back home, definitely. But I don't think I think the Vegas people are pretty proud of their team. You know, we're happy to have their support as well. So we're definitely Vegas' team, and I mean they're proving that by coming out and supporting us and being with us through this all.
Who do you want to face? Capitals? Got to be Capitals, right? So you have home ice.
I don't know. We'll see. Whoever it is, it's gonna be a tough test. Nice try.
I was just going to say, he tried to fit it there in the end.
I gave you the reason. That's easily explained away. Like, yeah, I want to play the team so we have home ice. It doesn't mean I like those guys more than the other guy. I think they're easier to beat. So
those hockey guys are quick, man. They know where you're going, Steve Cofield.
Damn it, you got me. All right, Colin. Hey, we appreciate a couple minutes. Enjoy the rest, and we're looking forward to this thing starting up on Monday.
Okay, thanks. Have a good one, guys.
There you go. Colin Miller brought over from the Boston Bruins. And, yeah, there's a story in the Boston Globe going back a couple days right after the expansion draft, why the Bruins screwed up in losing Colin Miller to the expansion draft. And he said, hey, hardest thing to find in the NHL, young defenders. Said nothing more valuable in terms of a commodity in the modern NHL than a young, skilled defenseman.
Well, and the game is changing. And if you go back to Colin's AHL career, he was in the skills competition. He was the fastest skater, and he had the fastest shot at 105 miles an hour. So on the offensive end, and that's what that writer was pointing to. You know, offensively, one of the better young prospects, you know, on the defensive end in the NHL right now. But he has gaps on the defensive end at times. But yeah, you're seeing it. I mean, he had the most goals for a defender, 10, I believe, this season, and like 31 assists. He had a really good season on the offensive end, and obviously it's carrying over into the playoffs. It's not all just plus minus. It's all not points. You have to see how they move their feet, how they work as a unit. There is clearly an immense amount of chemistry happening with the Golden Knights, and it's obviously, I mean, we're here a few days before the Stanley Cup, but it's a joy to see.
Cofield & Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my... Oh, wow. Well, that is good.
awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled! Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider's sign-up is free in your area. Just visit Tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's Tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Calling all golfers for the Rock the Sox Golf Classic, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas at 8 a.m. on Friday, June 1st at Bear's Best, featuring a hosted beverage cart, raffle prizes, and awards luncheon. Visit rmhlv.org to register.
Knowing how important that Game 5 win will be, what will you expect from your teammates?
Man, to come out and play hard. You know, the city of Houston, we're going to need you. We're going to need you Game 5. You know, the city's been through a tough time with the things in Santa Fe, but hopefully basketball can be a way that people can come and ease their minds, if only for a second. So, you know, Houston, we coming home.
Congratulations, Chris.
H-Town.
My town, I still represent H-Town, the city of the candy. They see me with a lot of calm, but they don't understand it. They say they never seen you, boy, are you getting this grind
out? Oh, yeah, my guy's in H-Town. Of course, not the Texans. With Bobby McNair or the Astros, but my Rockets, 2-2 series. Looking forward to game five tomorrow. We got a game five tonight. Cavs, Celtics right here on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Chrissy, Big Mac, Cofield just got done speaking with Colin Miller, BGK defenseman. You can catch that after the show, replay of it at lvsportsnetwork.com. Just look on the features, Cofield and company page, or Cofield's Corner, as it's called, or on the podcast page, Cofield and Company. We go down to Tampa. We got a game seven in the NHL for most of the marbles to go to the Stanley Cup final. Adam Hill is our guy on the road. Adam?
What is up?
Adam? You tell us. What's Tampa been like so far?
It's like I thought it was going to be a terrible place.
It's not.
It's worse than I thought.
Yes. Sorry.
It's awful.
That's I just.
Why don't you like it so far?
I mean, there's nothing going on. It's just a weird city, but at the same time, I just took I would say the most dangerous and terrifying yet hilarious Uber ride of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Lady picks
me up to go to the arena. There's a baby in a car seat car, for one. Nice. She's smoking, I'm just going to call it a cigar. I'm not going to make any accusations here. I'm guessing it's a cigar. We'll just say that. And then...
Is it the woman's child? Could you ascertain that?
I did. I figured out at the end.
Was this a babysitter double-dipping while driving an Uber?
Well, I thought she was maybe a teen mom, like maybe 19, 20.
Oh, okay.
But then I was informed that little Xavier, who I played with the entire ride, was her fifth child.
Nice.
So you and little Xavier, yeah. you and little X are tight?
Well, I mean, the baby was in the front. I was in the back. I was just kind of playing. You know, I don't know what you're supposed to do. There's a baby there. I guess. So I kind of played with Xavier a little bit.
Is that common?
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it before, but I don't know why. Is there anything wrong with it? Is it against rideshare policy? I mean, I guess technically, if you're a stickler, I mean, you are supposed to be driving just with the driver. That's what you chose. Doesn't say you know, option with baby on board.
Also, I've never noticed, baby or not, I've never known an Uber or a Lyft driver to smoke while they're driving you around.
That one's
That's why it jumped out at me so much. I will say the positive of the ride is that she was listening to her Pandora station, which I'll give her credit, was amazing. A lot of really good hip-hop on it. I was happy with that. But yes, it was, and her driving was horrifically terrifying. I thought we were going to crash like 10 times.
Yeah. You got there, didn't you?
I'm here.
You got there. All right, set the scene. So we got a game coming up here in less than 90 minutes. Where exactly are you? Are you outside the arena or inside?
I'm downstairs in the bowels of the arena.
Was there anything cooking a couple hours before the game outside the arena?
Yeah, there's some stuff going on. I mean, I got here around like just about 5 o'clock, so I think people were starting to get off work, and it's 3 hours till game time. Start to walk over here, but there's a little plaza with with a screen that people are starting to get their lawn chairs out for and start to watch. I would say it's not like certainly not like Winnipeg, not like Vegas in that sense. I mean, it might be once it's closer to the game, but it is a couple hours away, as we said, and then there's really no bars and restaurants right outside, which I think affects that quite a bit as well. There's not really places to hang out if you're not inside of the game.
Not your first time in the arena, though, right? Weren't you down there? Were you down there for boxing or UFC in the past?
No, I've not been to this arena.
I was down there, I think, for a Roy Jones fight. I can't remember the fight, but Roy Jones fought in Tampa. Adam Hill's on the road. Tampa, Game 7, taking on the Capitals. All right, what are the biggest storylines going into this game? First on the Tampa side here, which, if you lose a 3-2 lead, that's a pretty bad collapse. They're a minus 425 favorite to get out of the series before Game 6.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things working, and that Washington has been a team that at some point in the playoffs has, collapsed, or, for lack of a better word, choked almost every year. This year was a year they weren't really expected to be a dominant force in the playoffs, and yet it's a year that they are one game away from the Stanley Cup Finals, but will this be the night that they collapse? I think that's what a lot of people are speculating and talking about going into this is, are they finally going to seal the deal and not choke, and maybe it will be the next round that they do that. So that's what a lot of people are talking about on that side. On the Tampa side, I think there's a little bit of panic. Tampa had a chance to go on the road and close it out of being down 2-0. They had won two games in Washington already. They had never lost a playoff game in Washington. I think they were fully expecting to close things out in Game 6, and they didn't. Now they're back here for a winner-take-all Game 7, and as we've seen through the years, Game 7s are really just toss-ups. I mean, fluke things can happen, and you can get a goal, and it can change the entire complexion of the game. So I think there's a little bit of nervousness on the Tampa side. And, it's interesting. I saw it watching a couple of the games. Early in the series, Washington was completely dominant. We know that. Tampa bounced back, and then, Tampa lost a game, or excuse me, Tampa won a game that Washington completely dominated in Washington in Game 4. And so I think that was a big moment that a lot of people here, I was reading the local papers, were talking about, and that, it's 3-3, it's a Game 7, but Washington has been the better team throughout the series, and there's not that much question about it, even if you read the local media here. So, I know that we've talked about in Vegas that it's, the best team doesn't always win in a hockey game. There's a lot of fluky things that can happen, and the media here seems to be saying, hey, listen, Washington has played much better. Tampa's pretty fortunate to be in a spot to have a Game 7 at home to try to move on in this series, and we'll see if they're able to do it.
Yeah, Adam, I look at, Washington, and I've had that feeling about them in years past that, I've called San Jose the Washington of the West, and I've called Washington the San Jose of the East. They don't instill confidence in me as a fan of hockey, right? But at the same time, I have to be objective here, and I have to look back to what they just did in the last round, and that is getting over their arch enemy, the team that has essentially knocked them out in the last 3 years of the playoffs, and that's Pittsburgh. So I get this feeling about Washington. It's very possible we're dealing now. I mean, now that I've seen the way this plays out, it's very possible we're dealing with a different Washington team, and you could say that the hardest part's already behind them because they've gotten over Pittsburgh, the team that they could never get past before.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly interesting. I think there was a lot of maybe speculation that there was so much put into that Pittsburgh series because they haven't been able to do it before, because they haven't been able to get over that hump, that maybe they'd get by it and then not have much left for this series. But then you saw them come out and, mm-hmm. and really dominate those first two games here in Tampa to start the series. So, it is a different Washington team. I think there's different expectations on this team for sure. And now, as we see, they've gone through, they're one game away, and they still have to win this game. So, You know, I think that there's the feeling around this series. I think from both sides, just from reading, you know, trying to get ready for this game and reading on both sides and seeing what's coming out of the locker rooms, I think the feeling is that Washington is expected to win this game. I think they probably should be, you know, I understand the betting lines and everything else, that the Tampa's going to be a slight favorite, but the expectation is that Washington is in an advantageous position here. They've shown that they can win here. They've played better in the series. Everything is kind of going their way. Can they do it? That's the big question. And on the Tampa side, you know, one of the things that they've said is home ice doesn't matter that much, but the reason that you fight and scrap throughout the entire season is to have home ice in a game seven. And now they've got it, and now they've got that opportunity. So here they go. It's gonna be crazy. And we saw it, you know, in the last series. I covered that game seven in Nashville between Nashville and Winnipeg, and Nashville came out really strong, but Winnipeg gets that fluky weird goal. I don't know how many people remember it. It was a weird angle shot from the side of the net, and it just kind of trickled through the pads and found its way through. And I think you saw, you know, Rene was a little bit shaken early in that game and wasn't really confident on his feet. So even though Nashville came out strong, Winnipeg gets that early goal and changes the complexion of everything. And that's what Game 7s can do. I mean, it could just, everything can turn on one crazy, fluky, weird play. So that's why you don't want to be in this position. That's why Tampa wanted to close it out on Monday. And I think that's why there's a lot of nerves coming into this game tonight.
I'm glad you mentioned nerves. I don't know if I can name the team that has more pressure, you know, that's feeling like it's more up against the wall. What do you think?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's Tampa from just reading everything. Because Tampa is a team that they've been an elite team for a while. I mean, so is Washington. But, you know, Tampa has kind of – they've made their runs. Washington has collapsed time and time again. And I think the expectation was they were going to collapse again against Pittsburgh. Mm. Once they got through that was different. Now that they're here, I mean, certainly there's pressure because they want to finish one of these runs. But I think they got over the hump that they were looking for. And now, you know, when you're in this spot, obviously you want to win and you're expecting to win and you're this close. So the expectations, I think, are there to win. But I would think there's more pressure. Oof. I said earlier, yeah, I don't know. I think they're both in a pretty similar spot.
Yeah. Adam Hill's with us on the road in Tampa covering Game 7. He's going to be the guy who's on the opposing beat for the paper covering either the Lightning or the Caps in this series against the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm going to ask Ryan a question, then push it to you. Ryan, who's the faster team between these two teams tonight?
Oh, I think that's Tampa Bay.
Okay, so is the better matchup actually, aside from home ice, Adam, what do you think? Do you agree with that, that Tampa would actually match up with the speed better against VGK? And you've got a very skilled team on the cap side, but they got some big fellas. And we've seen in these series, with multiple big fellas on the other side, it seems like at some point their spirit breaks because VGK is all over them.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think, I mean, not only the home ice because you excluded that, but I would say the goaltending also. Mm-hmm. In that, you know, I think Holtby can be gotten to, even though he got a shutout in the last game. I think the goaltending matchup, if Tampa plays Vegas, would end up being really something to watch. And I think that, you know, they're more likely to hold up than Washington is over a seven-game series against that pressure that Vegas puts on. And you know, to try to match, you know, zeros with Fleury on the other end has been happening throughout this playoff.
Well, you mentioned Fleury. That's where I lean when this discussion really happens, Adam, because if you go back to last year's playoff, Fleury in a Game 7 for Pittsburgh shut out the Washington Capitals, right? Then Washington comes to Vegas on December 23rd, right before Christmas, and what does Fleury do? He shuts him out again in a 26-save shutout.
I don't count that game, so.
You don't? Why don't you count that game?
Do you remember that game?
Is this the Vegas flu talk?
Do you remember that game?
Yeah,
at
they
all?
Were slow. They were slow.
Did you watch?
Yeah,
you watch
I was right next to the ice. Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but Washington, but Washington is a slower team. They're a more laboring, you know, methodical team. So I mean, they looked bad, but there's also the case to be made that they just can't beat Fleury, or Fleury thinks they owns them. So I'm definitely would rather, if I'm VGK, to see Washington rather than Tampa for the speed, yes, yeah. And also for the own factor that Fleury's been able to give them for the last couple years.
Yeah, and for playing at home. I mean, you can't that discount too. Starting a series at home instead of on the road. So, sure. Yeah, I think for all those reasons, VGK fans should absolutely be cheering for Washington. And I'm really very interested. What I'm most interested about this game, to be honest with you, is the ratings in Las Vegas. I wanted to see what they were on Monday also for Game 6. I mean, if those ratings aren't massively through the roof, I have a lot of concern about Vegas hockey fans, to be honest with you. So that's where I'm looking at. No, but they could prove me wrong. If those ratings were massive, if they were massive and people were really interested in Game 6 and who they were going to play, that tells me a lot. That would say a lot about it. So I'd really want to see those, and I haven't seen them yet.
Last one. I've pushed you on this imaginary decision you have to make in the next 6 months. All right? You're offered second on the Raiders beat, first on the VGK beat, or ESPN gig covering UFC. Now, the reason the UFC thing is big today is there is no Fox anymore after January. ESPN is all in on the UFC. What's your choice, Raiders, VGK, or UFC?
Well, clearly, Steve, I love where I work, and that would be my choice. I would do something staying at the Las Vegas Review Journal.
But it's a jack-of-all-trades. Today you couldn't even cover the biggest story, one of the biggest, five biggest stories in UFC history.
I'm doing it right now. That's what I'm doing.
Jack-of-all-trades. You said it, Steve.
I like kind of doing everything. I'm writing a UFC and ESPN story right now as I sit in the locker, in the media room for Game 7 of Tampa Bay, Washington. This is the dream, Steve.
Get these ESPN people on the horn, okay? Come on. You're the best writer out there. We love Brett Okamoto. He's great. We know the other cat, Ariel, got added to the TV side. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I'm very, very happy.
I'm with you.
Tampa, I am the greatest.
Tampa. I can't get anyone today. I tried to get Colin Miller. Like, hey, just pick a team you want to play, Colin. You know, the Caps of the Lightning. He's like, nope, not going to get me. And Adam just gave me a, nope, you're not going to get me.
Yeah, I'm very, very, listen, if you were in Tampa, you'd be happy too right now, Steve.
Okay. You're going to ride the Zamboni tonight because it's got the chicken joint all over?
I hope so. That's my goal.
Adam has a declaration in every city that he goes to cover hockey, and he's like, they are better at this than Vegas. In this case, it's a Zamboni with the sponsorship. Instead of being wrapped by a local attorney, it's wrapped by the local chicken joint.
I told you the outside can't even compare.
Yeah.
You're right. I told you that.
It can't. They didn't build that area up yet, and it's more of a downtown area without a whole lot of action. All right, Adam, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, get me out of this place. Come on, Cavs.
You might be there on a regular basis. You're staying. If they win, you're staying.
Have fun in Tampa, Adam.
See you, Adam.
If they win, I'll hear till Thursday, so 9 days in this place.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, see you later.
Get that Uber driver on retainer.
I love that part of Florida.
They had a little Xavier for us.
I like Tampa.
No,
it's certainly different than D.C. It's certainly different.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. Gulfport. Gulfport, St. Pete. I like that area a lot. I don't like it in the summer, which is where Adam is finding himself right now. But
a little humid, 57% humidity.
Yeah, I don't
86 degrees. That feels a little... When people joke here, it's a different kind of heat. It's a dry heat. Believe me, when you get a little bit chubby, even if you're not chubby, when you're in Florida or the Southeast and that humidity hits, oh, my God.
Fat and hairy is not the way you want to go down in
drenched
Tampa.
Drenched in sweat.
Down in your socks. I sweat drenched into my sock in Tampa in the summer. I have no interest in that.
On the way back, we'll tell you about what's going on with the UFC. Really, our hometown major league for the longest time sold about a year and a half ago for $4.2 billion, and this is one of the big reasons. Hey, you know what? This new company, get us a grandiose TV deal. And they got it. Now they're with the worldwide sports leader starting in January, UFC with ESPN.
Cofield & Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 basketball tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges a $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend with your Las Vegas 51s. Friday, there will be a post-game fireworks show. Saturday, the first 2,500 fans through the gates will receive a 51s camouflage cap. Both nights presented by Finley Toyota. Gates open at 6 p.m. with the first pitch at 7:05. Enjoy your Sunday fun day at the 51s game when the action starts at noon. The holiday weekend concludes on Dollar Menu Monday night presented by Smith's. Get your tickets at lv51.com.
Las Vegas 51s, they're out of this world.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, it's Cofield. You know there's nothing worse than getting home after a day of work, looking around, you're like, I've got to get these chores done. When am I going to finish these? Well, we've got help for you. Tackle. The Tackle app. T-A-K-L. Download the app. You can look through hundreds of different chores, jobs that you need done. Make your selection. You get a price. And once you book it, the Tackle people will reach out to someone qualified and licensed. And within a few hours, they come by and get the job done. Get your house cleaned, junk hauled, furniture rearranged, yard work finished, any kind of handyman work you need done. Want to mount those TVs? Tackle can handle it, plus hundreds of other chores. And here's the best news. For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app, and it's free, you get $50 off your first job. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or a chore done, download the Tackle app now and get $50 off that first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your job list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself now to Tackle.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen?
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers retain rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Ditch the burgers and fries and go Greek. Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill with three valley-wide locations is the perfect alternative. And talk about convenience. You can place your order online at stefanoslv.com. Stefano's, real food, real fast, real healthy.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need